Okay, today's daf kuf vav, and we're holding by the right place of the two dots. Don't be fooled, just because those two dots.
Printers.
Yes, indeed, the printer's stuck in the wrong place, but we know where they're going. And we're up to B'Shenader of Yosef, about one line down from a quarter of the way of the page. B'Shenader of Yosef having Yitzchak. In Rabbi Yosef's years, there was anger in the Shemayim against Klal Yisrael, and because of that, there was a hunger that had spread. And the Rabbanan asked Rabbi Yosef, Amalei Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yosef, Liboy Mar Rachamim, you should be Mavakish Rachamim on us, that the drought should end. Omar Lohu, Hashtu, Ma'a Elisha, Bechiyavi Rabbanan, Biftrimi Kamei, Vipashik Shein Alfin, Batan Rabbanan, Be'idan Ritcha, Alo Avi Boy Rachamim, Anani Boy Rachamim. If, take yourselves as an example, the story of Elisha. The story of Elisha, it says Beferish in the Navi, that there was Ketzef Gadol Yisrael. Immediately after that, it says that there was a hunger. And they were bringing, that was the reason we're bringing this here, of course, is because we had just brought the pasuk from Elisha with the story of the Lechem Bikurim and the Esrim Lechem and so on. So because of that, we want to go into the whole, story. So there, said Rabbi Yosef, there was no response on the part of Elisha to be Mavakish Rachamim. Instead, we see that all he tried to do was make the food go round. So he would even do miracles that the food, there was enough food for everybody, even with a small amount of food. And if you analyze the story over there, it's clear that even though the Rabbanan were no longer learning in front of him, he was journeying at that time, but as far as in his personal table, there were still 2,200 people that had been left after everybody left the yeshiva. So there was a lot of people to go around, and nonetheless, you see, he didn't do anything about it. So apparently, an Idan Ritcha, a time at which HaKadosh Baruch was angry, it's not a time to be mitzpalel. It's all the dinim that we have about ta'aniyot and so on, is where we feel that it's part of weather patterns, so we're mitzpalel, but where it's clearly coming as an expression of God's anger, you don't sit around being mavakish rachamim. If people will do tshuva, you mean attacking the world and so on, you can't just ignore the situation by saying, God, give us rain. Hey, do something about it. So I'm not going to be mavakish rachamim because I don't even have such a schus to have 2,200 people on my table. So I'm a niboy rachamim. We might have, how do we know that there were so many Rabbanan that were left at the table of Elisha? When he was presented with the gift of this Lechem Bikurim, the Esrim Lechem Saurim, and so on, he said, what the heck am I going to do with this for 100 people? Now, 100 people, if it says, if he's talking about giving each of these, the whole mess, in front of 100 people, that's a lot of food. It's no problem. It's certainly Mishnei Batzoret. I mean, it's not as if we're making a big banquet over here on one of these New York weddings where we're going to throw out enough food to feed half the city of New York after the wedding. We're talking about Mishnei Batzoret. So you 22 lechems with all of this cheese and all of this is not enough for 100 people. My God, how much are 100 people? I mean, the Mishoris is making it sound like this outrageous. What a bizoyan. I'm going to put this in front of 100 people. Why not? Obviously, what he meant was that when Elisha told him to put it in front of the Talmidim, he meant take each one of these things, the 22 things, but they say Esrim Lechem Saurim, there was Lechem Bikurim, and there was the Sikla. So it means we have 22 things. Each thing should be put in front of 100 people. And that, he says, well, one loaf of bread for 100 people. I'm going to feed anybody. Which means that there must have been 2,200 people at the table, and Elisha had to make it go around. And this, by the way, nowadays, continues the Gemara, is also not so outrageous. When they used to leave for Ben Azmani, Avi Paisha Alpha Matan, there were 1,200 people that would be left, the Talmidim that didn't go home. He didn't have a home, it was too far to go home, but they would stay Ben Azmani, they would eat in Rab's house. There were 1,200 people that were eating at the Shabbos table. So, if Elisha had 2,200, Ravuna, as time went on, things got worse. So Rav Huna, all that were left after his Ben Hazmanim, were only 800 people at the Shabbos table, which I think Mika wouldn't have thought that was a little overwhelming. Rav Huna used to have such a Beis HaMedrash that when people would be there, Dorish B'Tleisar HaMorai, he would require, they couldn't fit into the Beit HaMidrash, they would basically sit outside. He required 13 different Amoraim, each one that would handle a different group of people, to say over the shir, because it's simply people couldn't hear. When the shir was finished, they would nafsig limayo, they would shake off their begodim, because after all they were outside, the dust was settling on them. So the havisolik afka v'kasir liyuma, there was so much dust that it used to create a dust cloud, so that the satellites would pick this up. And they would broadcast a major dust storm on planet Earth. And so back in Amri B'mar Rafa in Eretz Yisroel, when they would get the data, they would say, oh, apparently the shir is finished in Ravuna Bablaz Yeshiva because there's a dust storm. And Moshe explains this as a remez to the avak of the begodim. This is a getter of avak, lashon hara, avaka, avak of ribit. We find the word avak used for that which is secondary to the main idea. Begodim, levushim, are midot. Right, so the way in which a person's character is a lavush, the persona is a lavush. So the avak of the lavush means that just the outcome of the work that these people would do on their ikar midos, that the small things that people wouldn't even pay attention to was so enormous that it would wipe out all of the hashpa of the goyim and of that they could even sense it in Eretz Yisrael. That's how powerful was their avodas Hashem. In any event, kimifter avonim ibe rabbi v'rabbi Yosef. Things were really sad. By the time Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef's yeshiva came around, it was Bein Azman, and there were only 400 guys left for Shabbos. The Kol Nafshayu Yatmi, they called themselves Nebach, the Yosemim, used to be, there were people that, I mean, look at this, we're sitting all along at the table. This is terrible, there's only 400 people here. So they felt very lonely. And things got even worse at Abaya's time. I mean, after Rabbi Yosef, Abaya, such a Rapapa, since it was Rav Ashi's yeshiva, there were only 200 guys left, Ben Hazman. Rav Parshi Matan Rabbanu, they called themselves the Yasmin, the Yasmin. They were like, Neba, the Shirayim, really sad. The Rambam actually paskins this, so to speak, in terms of his Akdamot and Mishnah Torah. This was his excuse for writing the Rambam. He says, look, you see the level of the interaction, the way in which, I mean, obviously the synergetic effects of such places where people would get together and would learn. You understand that it wasn't necessary up until then to write things down. I mean, but nowadays, we have nothing. I mean, we actually, you know, there's a Bein Hazman and nobody is left. So what are you supposed to do? I mean, we have no choice but to set it down in a way that it won't be forgotten. Getting back to the story in which we said that the Dayanik Gizeirot used to take their sechar from the Trumat Alishka. So once we're already talking about that, there were other things that also the Trumat HaLishka was used for. And Mevakrei Mumim, Shibiru Shalai, the people who were experts at Mumim, and we know from the Yomar and Becheres that the tremendous, tremendous expertise that was necessary. This wasn't theoretical learning. You had to go out into the field and do your stage over there. And the Gemara talks about the Gedele Amorayim would spend stage for months, half a year at a time, out in the Sadeis, just simply to learn the various types of skin diseases and injuries and so on animals to see how they healed and so on. So this was a very, very complex field in which we even have a special smicha for it. Right? In other words, we have Yara Yara, we have Yadin Yadin, and we also have Yatir Lefayres, which is a special smicha. So actually there's a question that Tosis raises about whether this includes Mumin of Bechorot or it's only Mumin of other animals of Kachin. Because for a number of reasons, in Bechorot, we don't like for people to be paid money, because there's too much possibility of hanky-panky. After all, Bechorot goes to the, if a Kohen can prove he's got a Mumin of Bechor, he's in good luck. Because then he gets to keep it himself, eat it himself, and he doesn't have to bring it as a car. He's got no problems with it. So there was a lot of pressure to be Matir Bechorot.
Kohen or not Kohen?
Kohen. Otherwise he'd have to bring it. It's his, it belongs to the Kohen. It's just that he's allowed to eat it as regular chulin. So, but the others are no other rabbits talking about the Bechoros as well. That's the point. We're supporting him from the tzibur. Individuals can't have an impact on that kind of thing. And so they would be no-till schar mitrumat alishka. There's other things too. Tamir chachamim amalamdim elchot shchita lekohanim. Even though shchita is kosher bizarre. But lamaisa the kohanim didn't really like it. We saw elsewhere that they used to be makbit to make sure the kohanim would do the shchita. They didn't trust people. So there were special, again, these are professionals, sheikhim, who were big bekiyim in both the Meisen and Halakha of Shchita. And they would have special courses for Kohanim to make sure that there weren't any problems in Shchita of Kachim. This is considered to be a Tzerech of Kachim, Tzerech of Korbanos. Since it's a Tzerech of Korbanos, it was paid for out of the Trumas HaLishka, because after all, the Trumas HaLishka was for the purpose of all the Korbanos, as opposed to the Berek HaBayit, which was for the purpose of maintaining the Beit HaMikdash. So that included, therefore, the teaching of the Halakhas, that now you know the Tzerech of Trumas HaLishka. Omer v'lomarav, tamir chachomim hamalamdim yachot k'mitzah l'kohanim. K'mitzah doesn't mean only k'mitzah, but in other words, dinim of the Aveda that were being taught to the Kohanim, and the reason we mentioned k'mitzah is the most difficult of the Avedas, as it says, from the most difficult of the Avedas. So the people would have to attend courses to make sure they knew how to do this. They too, since it's l'tzerech Aveda, not l'tzecharam mitrumat alishka. Omar Rabba Bar Barchanan Rabbi Yochanan, Magiyei Svarim Shev Yerushalayim, Hayonotlim Secharan Mitrumat HaLishka. Now, this is a little bit of a problem. This is talking about Sofrim. This doesn't seem to be related to the dinim of the Akrabas HaKorbanos. So they would be people who would check over Sifrei Torah. So there are many Rishonim who learn that this is not referring to Stam Sifrei Torah. This is referring to the Sefer in the Azara, which had to be read. It was read by the Kohen Gadol and was read publicly. That's considered to be part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and therefore was paid for by the Trumas HaLishka. Others learn that maybe this is referring to the Svarim that were used for studying by the Kohanim in the courses that we just spoke about, Hilchos Shechita and Hilchos Melika. So maybe that's what it's referring to. But Rashi learns that it's talking about general Svarim Yerushalayim, and we know that there are things that we use for the Trumat HaLishka where the da'at of the people who gave it was to give it for those purposes as well. And that those are things that are kavuim, that are needed, and so on, so on. Maybe we could even use it for the general purposes. Om Rav Nachman Amar Rav, Nashim Ha'orgot B'Parachot Notlot Zecharan Mitrumat HaLishka. We know that there were women that worked all year round to make the parochet. Here it says to make the parochot. Now, there's a number of different things that we mean when we talk about parochot. There is the parochet that was built at the second Beit HaMikdash, a dual parochet. And the reason that it was built was to take the place of the Amatraxin, which was in the first Beit HaMikdash. In the Mishkan, there was a parochet that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. When they built the first Beit HaMikdash, the place of the parochet was taken by a wall. The problem is that the second Beit HaMikdash was so high that it was impossible to build with the mode of construction they had in those days. They couldn't build a one amah wide wall, which was the only way that the architectural diagrams that had been given in Hashemayim to Shmuel only allowed for one amah. So if the height was much higher, the second Beit HaMikdash, Mea Amah, they couldn't build a wall that high that was only an amah thick that would be able to stand. Therefore, they replaced it with a parochet, but they couldn't replace it with one parochet because they weren't sure by that time where the amah was, whether the amah was taken up from the outside area or the amah was taken up from the inside area. So they built two parochot, one at the beginning and one at the end of the amah. And that was the one we talked about, remember in Yuma, that the Kohen would go between the two parochot, he would walk between them. So they had that amah set off with a parochet on either side. That way there was no longer any safek. In any event, there's a big ramazim in that, obviously, because the nature of Kiddush is the sharpness of the vision, as Rashi says, right? In sort of loma ben gamal lepara, it's kechut ha'sa'ara. As you become less and less sensitive to the darg of Kiddusha, the boundaries become vaguer and vaguer. So they lost the clarity of the difference between the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore they had two parochot. Now, those parochot took the place of actual building purposes. So the pashtut, they should be made from the Berek Abayim, because they are actually the amatraxim. There were other parochot, where there they were made for tzniut, so that people with all of the sha'orim of the azarat wouldn't look through and look at people doing avodah. Now that's already tzarach ha-korban, because we want the korban to be brought as an act of intimacy in which you're not exposing it to the world, and don't have tourists coming in looking at the kotel and so on. So therefore, I mean, that's the last thing you want, right? So therefore, those things perhaps could have been paid for out of the Trumat HaLishka as well. So this, the Gemara is now going to clarify what we're talking about. So here it says the women that would work on the parochot would be not lot scharim mit Trumat HaLishka. So says...
What right does that have to make it?
It says that this binyan will be greater than the first binyan. It says in the note. So Noshim says, Nachman, orgo parochot not lot scharim mit Trumat HaLishka. V'ani omer personal, I say, that the parochot should be taken mikotche berek abayit. Because after all, the parochot tachat binyana suyot. We're making these parochot as the substitute now. They're a stand-in for an amatraxin. Therefore, they come under the rubric of construction. So they should be paid for by the construction fund. The construction fund is berek abayit. The Trumat HaLishka is specifically for the purposes of korbanot and associated expenses. So why is this korbanot? Meitzvah. Nashim aragot parochot. Ubeit garmu amase lechem apanim, ubeit aftinas amase aktoret. Kulan ayunot lot scharim mitrumat HaLishka. How could Reb Nachman say this? It says beferish in the Braita that okay, understand the other part. Lechem apanim, Beit Garmo used to take a hefty fee for dealing with it. Nobody else was able to make lechem apanim. Beit aftinas used to take a hefty fee for making the aktoret. Nobody else could do that. But I understand that those are expenses associated with ongoing korbanot. They come from the Trumat HaMishkan. But here it says that that is true of the Parochot as well. And you, Reb Nachman, are claiming that it should come from the building fund, which is Berek HaBayit. How do you argue with the Braita? And says the Gemara, what's the problem? How can be the Babi? There it's talking about the Bubbies that used to make. No, that couldn't be one of them. That's talking about the various gates where over there they had for Tzniut. They had also Parochot there. I agree that that's considered to be the Trumat HaLishka. But I'm talking, that's Yom Rav Zeram Rav Shlosha Asar Parochot Ayubi Migdash. And this is, by the way, very Nogea this week. Because the 13 over here, the 13 Parochot, as a Kenega, the 13 breaks that the Yavani made, that we're keeping now the 8th, 9th, and 10th of the month of Tevet, is a fast day, basically, built around these things, translation into Greek, the impact that the Greeks made. So we turned those pirtzot into mikomot v'shtachavoya. We made them better because of them. It's like Haman was worried, you know, this. Why did he need to kill the Jews all in one day? Because if he would have spread it out over 3 days, they would have had 3 days of Purim. So he figured, if he's going to lose, at least let them only have one day. So that the Yavonim made 13 pirtzot, they ended up getting now shloshes reish tachavoyas. Okay. But anyway, so those 13 sha'arim, and so we had the Shiva, can I get Shiva sha'arim? How do you get 13? 13, you have 7 sha'arim in the Azor, even though that's not so clear, but it's really 8, Machlokas. But Tosfos says we're talking about the major gates, the ones that people might look through, and that, so that we did for Tzniut. And then there was Echad of Pitcho Shel Eichal, the Echad of Pitcho Shel Ulam, and then there were the ones I'm talking about, says Reb Nachman. There was a Shnayim Bedvir. That's inside of the Heichal, that's connected to the Amatraxon, and that should be building fund. And Shnayim connected on Baliyad was also the second story. Second story had also the Parochot Kinega directly parallel to the ones downstairs. So those, I claim, are part of Binyan and don't come from the Trumat HaLishka. Tan Rabbanon, Nashim HaMegadot B'neihem L'Para, HaYunotot Secharam MiTrumat HaLishka. Remember that we had these women that would give birth in special areas that were clear of Tumat HaMeit, so that their children would never become Tomei. And those special tumor-free areas were set aside. The kids could never leave those areas because then they might be exposed to a mate. And then we used these kids when they grew up to take the water. Rashi says other things over here, but the Pashtus from the Mishnah and Pora, this is what we're mashma, that the kids would then be used in a state of complete tahira to be taking the water for the kedushas, the mayim for the kedushas.
A sterile area,
yeah. So I mean, we had to pay these people that they would be willing to sit there for the next 15 years, you know, and have their kids there and raise their kids there and so on. So these were special. I mean, sterile areas, not so posh. Yeah, this was the first bubble boys.
Sorry, right? The plastic
bubble. The goatee, obviously. It had to be Tyrus Amashava as well, and you were shy. So anyway, they also used to take from the Trumat HaLishka because Tahiro was part of the need for Korbonis. And so, Abba Sholom, that's not true. Nashim Yikarot of Yerushalayim, there were these very, very rich women in Yerushalayim. They used to take care of them, sort of proxies. And what would happen then? They would pay. They too wanted to have something to do with this Tyra. Bamine Ravuna Mirat. What about, asks Ravuna, what about Kli Sharet? Maoshi Yasu Mikache Berekabai. Yeah. Absolutely. What can we use? There's two ways of looking at klisharet. Klisharet could be looked at as tzorach hamizbeach. If they're tzorach hamizbeach, then they're secondary to the building of the mizbeach itself. The mizbeach is obviously paid for out of the building fund. So maybe the kalim for the mizbeach are also paid for out of the building fund. Therefore, they would be kashibet kabayit atu. We would bring them out of kashibet kabayit. Or perhaps the way to look at them is that they're not adjuncts to the mizbeach. Their needs of the karbonis. If their needs of the karbonis, then they come from the Trumat HaLishka. Umi Trumat HaLishka yo sinota. Omar lo Rav told Ravuna ein nasin ela mi Trumat HaLishka. Absolutely not from the Berek HaBayit. They used only from the Trumat HaLishka. Eight face, we ask on this. It says beferush, uchechalota mevil lifnei hamelech viho yada, et shahar hakesev, vayaseu kelim lebet Hashem, klei sharet. This is weird. Then we have the whole story of Yehoyada Kohen at the time of the Melech Yoash. So they had originally made a deal, and we read this in Haftarah. They originally had made a deal that the Kohanim were going to take care of the Berek HaBayit, and then all of the gifts would go to the Kohanim. It was a good deal. And then there was a year in which the costs far exceeded the income, and the Kohanim rebelled. They wanted to cancel the din, so they ended up making putting up the big pushkas that people could put in directly for the Perek HaBayit. So in Divrei Hayomim it says that the leftovers, the sha'ar, which is the leftover, sha'ar ha-kesev, it says, b'feirish v'yaoseu kelim l'beit Hashem, kli sharet. So it was b'feirish, it was kli sharet, and it says there, v'ha'alot, v'chapot, v'chle zahav, v'kesev, ayuma alimolot b'beit Hashem. So b'feirish, we're talking about kli sharet to bring karbonis, and it says over there was brought from Kodesh Perek HaBayit. Kodesh Perek HaBayit that had not been used for construction that year, if there's anything left over, would be used for Kalim, and you're telling me that they can't be used for Kalim. Now, how do you explain that? Omar Leis, Rav said to him, you know, I see you had a good Rebbe for Ketuvim, but apparently your Rebbe wasn't too good when he taught you Nevi'im, if you ask a kasha like that, because you don't know Beferish or Pasuk. Says Beferish, Ach lo yeaseh beit Hashem sipot kesev mizamrot mizrakot chatzotzrot kokli zahav kukli chesev mina kesev amulva beit Hashem. This is what we read in the Haftarah. But Dafka, they did not use any of that money to make any type of kli sharet. Now, don't ask me from the Pasuk in Ksuvim. That's interesting. It seems to be a bit of a contradiction here then. So how do you explain that? All of that money was given only for construction purposes. But so then if that's the pshat, then I got a problem. Lokasha. It's no problem, says the Gemara. The question is whether there was anything that had been left over or not. So there it's talking about you cannot take the leftovers. Okay, you cannot take the money, that's true. But you take the leftovers of the money. So if you have money that was motar, it becomes usable for the kelim as well. So they don't understand. You can't, just because you have money left over, you can change its yi'ud. Money that was given for a particular purpose is usable only for the purpose for which it was given. If people, you're telling me that the fund of Perek HaBayit is meant bedafka, not for kelim. So how you tell me, but if you have left over, you can use it. How can you use it? You're changing its purpose, and that's stealing. Says the Gemara, you're right. But, so if you go about your Mahavi, how does that change anything? Omre Abu, because we're talking about something that is a public fund, and something that's a public fund is given out that Beit Din, Leiv Beit Din Matne Aleihem. There's a tanai that is made by Beit Din, who have the power over this money, to say that im hutzrichu, if this cash was needed for construction purposes, so then hutzrichu, the im lav, but if there would be any left over, then it shouldn't be limited by the purposes of Kodesh Perek HaBayit, but can be used with kli sharet. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, you're all mixed up. This is a wrong reading of the whole pasuk. Kli sharet ba'im mitrumat alishka. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, you're misinterpreting Ravuna. Ravuna is interpreting the etshar hakesev to mean the leftovers of the kesev that Yehoyada and Yoash had been mitaken to be brought and used for Perek HaBayit. That's not what it's talking about. And I'll prove it to you. The word sha'ar is a reference to shirayim. Shirayim is a halachic concept. It's not just left, that which happens to be left unused. It's money that has become posel from its initial use. That's the meaning of shirayim. So if it's left over, there's no such thing as shirayim for Perek HaBayit. There is something that is a derech to have shirayim, and that's the lishka, because the lishka, remember, there was a truma. So a truma, by definition, takes that which you're meirim. Remember, they filled up these kupot, they had this special kupot that they're three times a year. We would do the truma from the lishka. But then that would mean that what's left behind after you finish all the trumot is shirayim, and is no longer usable for the purposes of the truma salishka. So therefore, if it uses the word shar in Divrei Hayomim, it's not referring to the Perek HaBayit at all. It's referring dafka, to the lishka. So over there, it's gotta be mitrumat alishka, shemet shar hakesef, ezel kesef sheyesh shirayim. Where do you have money that, as a matter of course, has built into it a din of shirayim? Aviyomer, is it trumat alishka? That's a trumat alishka. I understand. So you're contradicting yourself. It's not very original. You're telling me shar hakesef comes from the trumat alishka. Why? Because it's something that has shar. Why isn't it the shar? Instead of saying it comes from the trumat alishka, tell me it comes from the shirayim, because you're saying it's shar. But it's a contradiction in Ayub. If you're dashing the word shar to mean shirayim, why use it to tell me that which has shirayim, but the thing which would have shirayim is not the shirayim? Why not just say it means the shirayim? And then you would bring this money, the klei sharis, would come from shiore halishka, and instead you said it comes from trumas halishka. How do you explain that? That's the Gemara. Why don't we say Ve'ema Shirayim Gufayim? That's because of the word Hakesef. Instead of saying Shar Kesef, it's Shar Hakesef. Rava is Doreshu, if you remember, from the Pasuk O Ha'ola. So we darshan from over there, Arach Aleha Ha'ola, the Ktir Aleha Chavei Hashlami. Why does it say Arach Aleha Ola? We understand what Ola is referring to. Since it says Ha'ola, it's a reference to the first carbon tumin, which means that nothing can be brought before it. Ha'ola is the Ola Rishonah. Well, we learn from there that the Hei HaYediyah focuses us on the specific carbon, and therefore here too, Achinami HaKesev is not the leftovers of that Kesev, it's Kesev Rishon, the initial Kesev. Therefore, the Sha'ar is the identification, not of what I take the money from, but rather what type of thing I'm referring to when I say Shara Kesef, that which would have leftovers. In which case, we're referring to the Trumat HaLishka itself. Now, according to the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, the Trumat HaLishka is used lichatfila for bringing the clay sharet, because those clay sharet are tzorach korban, not tzorach mizbeach, which is binyan. Meizve. Haktoret v'chol korbanot ha-tzibur, ba'im mitrumat HaLishka. So, remember that we had over here Ravuna. Ravuna claimed that the meaning of the pasuk of Shar HaKesef was leftovers of the Bedek HaBayis. So according to him, we did not bring from the Trumat HaLishka money for making clay sharet. Here it says, from a brayta, obviously the Karbanat HaTzibur, the Ktoret, those things come from the Trumat HaLishka. The Mizbeach HaZahav, fascinatingly, the Mizbeach HaZahav, even though it's a Mizbeach, is not considered to be part of the binyan, because it was portable. And even though at the time of the Mishkan and the Midbar, everything was portable, but it was called Mizbeach Adama, and when it was set up, it was filled up with sand and dirt to make it binyan. So the Mizbeach Hachitzah is binyan by definition. The Mizbeach HaZahav, on the other hand, is a kli. And therefore, it is listed over here as a kli, separately, so that the Mizbeach HaZahav, the Levona, and the kli sharet, other clay sharet, used even on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the Levona, why isn't the Levona considered to be Korban? This is a Levona that was used for the Lechem HaPanim, was left on the Shulchan. The reason the Levona is not included, even though ultimately it's brought, obviously, is because there's an interesting... If you take a look in the story of the Mishkan, the description of the building of the Shulchan, frankincense. Yeah. So the Levona was left on the Shulchan an entire week. The Mashma'ut is that the Lechem and the Levona was part of the actual Shulchan. So even though it's brought as a Korban, but the very fact that it sits there, and it's sitting there, is not evident that it's sitting there as a carpet, it's meant to be anything. It seems to be almost an extension of the Shulchan itself. It lists it separately. So the Levona and the Kli Sharet, of course the Groh takes out the word Levona, which avoids the whole problem, and the Kli Sharet are brought from the Motar Nesachim. Now, this is not the Shita of the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, who says it's brought from the Trumat HaLishka, but it certainly is not the Shita of Ravuna. Because now, Ravuna now is all of the Tanoim against him, right? The Tanoim of Rabbi Yishmael says the Sha'ar does not refer to the leftovers of the Bedek HaBayit. The Tanoim of Rabbi Yishmael says over here, I mean the Braita over here says it's the Motar Nesachim. Everybody's against Ravuna. The Mizbeach Ola and the actual building of the Lishakot, the Azarot, those things come from Kashi Bedek HaBayit. The building of those areas of the Beit HaMikdash that were outside of the Chomat HaZarah, so you had to build the Choma of the Har HaBayit, so that's not really part of Kodshei Berek HaBayit, and those things came from the Shiarei HaLishakot, which is why it says in the Mishnah, Zo Yisheshaninu Chomat HaIr UMigdaloteha VeChol Tzorchei HaIr Bo'im MiShiarei HaLishka. In any event, we have over here all of these sugyas of the Tanaim that we're currently familiar with tell us that Ravuna is wrong. So how do we explain Ravuna? Darshaning the Pasuk Sha'ar Divrei HaYomim to refer to building fund money, which is actually not usable for the Kli Sharet, according to this. Answers Ravuna Tanoi Yitzamachloket Tanaim, because it's shitot that you won't list over here just because you're ganging up against me. I do have somebody who agrees with me. Tanoi, it's not. Motar Truma, Ma Yosimba. What did we do with the leftovers of the Trumat Halishkanah? There's two completely different dinim, and I want to point this out to you here, because Shiarei Halishka is not the same thing as Motar Trumat. The Shiarei Halishka is what's left over in the Lishka after you finish the Truma. And that has a din of Shirai, and it cannot be used for the primary purpose for which the Truma was used, because the very fact that it's Shirayim, just like any Shirayim, passes it for the primary use. But the Motar HaTruma is where after taking the Truma in the Kupa, you use the money from the Kupa for primary purposes. There's money left behind. Now, the money left behind, that's a coincidence. It's not because I did something such as making an act of Truma to turn, like I would do a Kmitza, to turn the lesson into a Shirayim. That's Motar, the surplus, but it's not a Shirayim. And those words used very, very differently. So Motar never loses its primary purpose. Shirayim loses its primary purpose. So don't confuse Motar HaTruma with Shiarei HaLishka. So we have basically four different funds that we're talking about over here. Berek HaBayit, the Shaar of Berek HaBayit, which is leftovers, according to Rav Huna. Then we have the Trumat HaLishka, the Shiarei HaLishka, and the Motar HaTruma. Now there's a machloket over here whether there is such a thing as the Shaar of Berek HaBayit Bichlal. Apparently, for the Tanoim we've seen so far, we never heard of such a thing. Shaar Berek HaBayit, I don't know. That's not called Shirayim. That was the Diyak of the Tanoim Rabbi Yishmael. Why are you calling it Shirayim? That's got to be a reference to a different fund, which would be the Lishka, which has Shirayim, right? So, this is what we're worried about. Rav Huna is now saying, there is a Shita that at least I can rely on to say that there's leftovers of Berek HaBayit, and for that, I'm semechon that those leftovers could be used for klisharis. So we have now, says the Gemara, the first Tanakama, so that the Motar HaTruma, which we haven't even discussed so far, Mahayo Osimba, the Motar HaTruma, we made Rikuei Zahav Tzipui LaBet Kodesh HaKodeshim. So we would make solid gold tiles, which would be used for tiling the floor and the walls of the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Motar Peirot. Now, Rabbi Shmuel is now Mechadesh, a sixth fund. The sixth fund, we'll see, is a machlokas, whether it existed at all, to some extent. What we're talking about over here is Motar Peirot. Now, there's multiple sources of profits that you might get in the Beit HaMikdash. One source is that since you've got an awful lot of money sitting around, it makes no sense to let money sit around and not have it make money. So it was invested. How was it invested, according to Rabbi Shmuel? It was invested in making use of Hegdash's connections. I mean, Hegdash was Walmart. In terms of its buying power, it's Walmart. For many reasons. I mean, first of all, the immense amount of carbonas that were brought over there means that they could get fantastic deals. Also, the fact that we answered to a higher authority would also make it people want to be the ones that are going to be providing Hegdash. And because you want to be purveyors to the king, of course, be able to stamp that on your produce. There's another reason for you to give
like the army today.
A good deal, exactly. Good deal. You can use your purchasing power and other issues to be able to get very good prices. So what they would do is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they would take the money that was lying around and they would buy peirot very cheap. And they would sell at the normal market rates and make a lot of money. But there were other things that they would have money coming in. And that money, that's what I'm referring to, says Rabbi Shmuel, that's motar peirot. They would use that money, the Ketza Mizbeach, so that when the Mizbeach was hungry, and nobody was bringing carbonas, the Mizbeach needed dessert. So desserts would be additional carbons that we would bring from the Tzibor out of public funds. We wouldn't want that Mizbeach to go hungry. So what was the other source of which there would be money lying around? Because when Beit Din, when the Gizbar would make a purchase deal, then even if there was a change in price, the change in price would always be for the benefit of Hegdash. So if the price went up, the purveyor would still have to provide it at the original agreed price. If the price went down, then what happened would be that he would have to provide it at the new value, and the extra would be now extra pairs that hadn't been ordered. So we have extra money now in Hegdash. So therefore, there's always some source of extra money. That Motar Peirot goes to the Kayetz HaMizbeach. Motar Truma goes to Kli Sharet. Rabbi Akiva Omer, not true. Motar Truma goes to Kayetz HaMizbeach. Motar Nesachim goes to Kli Sharet. So the Motar Nesachim, that's where you get extra money. Now that's not Motar Peirot, because in Motar Nesachim, indeed, you could have Nesachim that needed to be provided at a certain rate, and ended up, you got a better deal, because of market fluctuations. That was used for Kli Sharet. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Motar Nesachim, Lekayetz HaMizbeach, on the contrary, the leftovers of Nesachim, which are themselves meant for Korbanot, should be used for Korbanot. Why would we be using it for Kli Sharet? The Motar Truma, that would go for Kli Sharet. But neither Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim nor Rabbi Akiva agreed to this idea of Motar Peirot. So, that's a different idea. Lo Yomodim, that there were Peirot. Meaning, as we're going to see, they held there were no such thing. We didn't have Motar Peirot. We only had Motar Nesachim. What do you mean? Ma'i? What are you saying, that they didn't agree? The Tanya, Motar Truma. Ma Yosima, what did we do with the leftovers of the Truma? Because on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, no matter how much money we had left in the Chatzi Shekel fund, which is where the Truma was taken, that money was not usable any longer for bringing korbanos, because the Torah said, HaKodesh HaZalachem, which includes Chadesh, start the year over and start using new money. So we used to buy from the new Shkalim. The old Shkalim were no longer used. So what did we do with that? We invested it. We used our purchasing power to build a supermarket where we could buy Perot cheap, and then the money that was made out of that supermarket was a sachar mekitzim b'atam izbeah, v'zoi sheshaninu motar perot ha'kaitzam izbeah. That's what the reference is when we talk about motar perot. And when we say, umay ze v'ze lo ha'yumodim b'perot, ditzan, motar shi'arei al-ishkam ha'yosei lochim ben yenot shmanim muslatot, v'aschar la'egdash divir Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael says that we had the motar that we would buy yayin, shemen, solet, and sell. But Rabbi Akiva says, money from a hegdash is not used to do business. In mistakrim b'shal hegdash. Nor do we use money of tzedakah for business purposes, even though you'd say, well, why should we leave the money free? Shouldn't it be making money? Af b'shal an, lo b'shal aniim. The reason being, b'shal hegdash ma'itayma. Why not when it comes to hegdash ma'itayma lo? Because it's a bizoyan to be using money of hegdash to make money. In aniyut b'makom ashirut. What? People are going to look at the Beis HaMikdash as a place where they're desperate need for money, and they're working on Walmart-style supermarkets and so on. It's really pretty gauche for Egdash to be opening supermarkets. So therefore, it's considered to be a bizoyan. So we would never do that. B'shal aniyim my time alone, why not use money that is meant for service to the poor? Dilma mitramile aniyah, because the whole point is that this money is supposed to be available for aniyim. If the money is not going to be liquid, then there's going to be a lot of problems that gets a sudden need for aniyim. Part of the need of tzedakah is for liquidity. So to say we should invest to make money destroys one of the primary functions of tzedakah. Therefore, I disagree. Oh, there's no such thing. So in the Mela, it's shayach to say over here that maybe, we don't see everybody arguing on me, says Ravuna, we could at least read in, even though they're not talking about Kli Sharet, all of these tanoim, but those that are not koveya, Kli Sharet is coming from somewhere else. So they would probably agree with me that it would come from leftovers of Kotshe Perek Abayi, because it's ultimately Tzorech HaKorbanot and not Tzorech HaBinyan. B'shani de Rav Yosef Avi Ritcha. Omar le'Rabbanu Rav Yosef Libor Mar Rachamei Omar lo Ashtu Ma'alisha Dechiyavi Rabbanan Mifatri Mikabei Avi Paishi Trei Alfin Umatayim Rabbanan. And nonetheless, B'idan Ritcha Lo Avi Boi Rachamei Ana Iboi Rachamei. You'll notice that the constant stress on Idan Ritcha is the solution to why this is different than all normal Taniyot, which of course we would make. How a person knows it's B'Idan Ritcha, that's a different issue. In the Tanakh it says Beferish, that's why he gets it. So they understood it, apparently. They understood what the problem was here. So, therefore, I don't have the power to be Mavakesh, because there's not enough Talmidim that we should have a right to undo the Idan Ritcha. So what do we mean? What, the whole thing? That's an awful lot of good food for Mea Ish and Ishtan Matsorah. B'shnei Batsorah Tuvahar. Ela Dechol Chad V'Chad Kama Mea Ish, which multiplies it by 22. The Esrim Lechem, the Lechem Bikurim, plus the tziklona. Ki avimavti rabbona mibei ravuna pashi alfa umatayim rabbona. When they would leave mibei ravuna avipashi tamana mibei rabbona. Ravuna avidorsh betleisa armaroi. Ki avikeima rabbona mimetifta de ravuna venatzi glimayo avisolik avka vakasi leliyuma would cover the sun. The army b'marava. Oh, looks like the lecture ended by Ravuna. Tomalei mimetifta de Ravuna ba'avlo. Ki mifta rabbona mibei rava, Rav Yosef, all that were left were 400. V'korlan avsheo yatmi. Ki avi mifta rabbona mibei abaye, or some say mibei rav pop, or some say mibei rav ashi. Avi pashi only mataim rabbanan. V'korlan avsheo yatmi liyatmi. Om rav yitzro paradif om rav ami. Mevakrim mumin shebirushalayim anotet tzvar mitrumat alishka amrav yonah mishumot amir hachomim amlamdim yuchot shkita lakonim yonot tzvaran mitrumat alishka amrav yonah maravta amir hachomim amlamdim yuchot kmitza lakonim notim tzvaran mitrumat alishka amrav babarachan amrav yochanan magihei sefarim shebirushalayim hayonotim tzvaran mitrumat alishka amrav nachan amrav nashim harugot beparochot notot tzvaran mitrumat alishka vani omer mikadshe berak habayit oel uparochot tachat binyan asiyot meit vei נשים הורגות ופרוחות, בית גרמה, מעשה לחם הפונים, ובית אבטינס, המעשה הקטורת, כולן היו נוטלות שכרן מתרומת הלשכה. הטעם בדבבי, דיום רב זה, רם רב, 13 פרוחות היו במקדש, במקדש שני, שבעה כנגד שבעה שערים, אחד בפתחו של היכל, אחד בפתחו של עולם, שניים בדביר ושניים כנגד בעלייה. תן רבן הנשים המגדלות ביניהם לפורה, היו נוטלות שכרן מתרומת הלשכה, אבא שאול אומר, נשים יקרות שמירושלים, היו זנות אותן ומפרנסות אותן. בואי מנהים רבונו מרב. כלי שרת מה שיעשו מקדשי ברק הבית. Do we view them as צורך מזבח, נינו, and therefore מקדשי ברק הבית עתו, or do we view them as צורך קורבן, נינו, and therefore מתרומת הלשכה היו עושים אותן. הוא אמר לי, absolutely no way אין נעשים אלו מתרומת הלשכה. את ויהיו ככלותם מביאו לפי המלך והוידע את שער הכסף ויעשהו כלים לבית השם כלי שרת. אומר לי, well, you might have had a good teacher for כתובי, but הקריח כתובי, לא הקריח נביאי, it says בפרש אך לא יעשה בית השם סיפור צון הצופר, כי לא עושה המלאכה יתנו. זה יוחי קשו קריאה דרך, לא קשה כאן שגבו והותירו, כאן שגבו ולא הותירו. V'chi gavu v'otiro my havi, isn't it a change in usage? Om Rebbe Avu, that's because Leiv Beit Din has a right to be matanei aliyem. Im hutzruchu v'binyan hutzruchu v'im lav, they could use it like klei sharet. Tana devei Rebbe Yishmol, klei sharet pa'in mitrubat alishka. That's the correct way of reading the pasuk in Devar Hayomim. Shenemar et sha'ar hakesev, ezokes v'yesho shirai. The only thing you could be referring to is trumat alishka. Ve'ima shirayim gufayu. No. Because it says ha kesef, kiri omer rava ha ola, ola rishona, hachinami shar ha kesef, kesef rishon, in which case sha'ar is only coming to define what type of kesef. Meitve, haktoret v'chol korbanot tzibur, bayim mitrumat alishka. Mizbeach hazahav, levona, klei sharit, bayim minotar nesachim. Mizbeach haola, lishakot v'azarot, bayim mikotshi berek habayit, חוץ לחומת העזרה, באים משיירי על השקות. וזוהי ששנינו, חומת העיר, מגדלותיה וכל צורכי העיר, באים משיירי הלשכה, תנוי. תצן מותר תרומה מה היה עושים בה, ריקועי זהב ציפוי לבית קודש הקדשים. רבי שמואל אומר, מותר פירות לקיץ המזבח. מותר תרומה לכלי שרת. רבי עקיבא אומר, מותר תרומה לקיץ המזבח. מותר נסחים לכלי שרת. רבי חנינא סגן הכהנים אומר, מותר נסחים לקיץ המזבח, מותר תרומה לכלי שרת, וזה וזה לא היו מודים בפירות. What are these פירות? פירות מה נתניה? מותר תרומה, היו עושים ולוקחים פירות בזול, ומוכרים אותם ביוקר, והשכר מקיצים באותה מזבח, וזוהי ששנינו מותר פירות לקיץ המזבח. And מה זה וזה לא היו מודים בפירות? דצלן, מותר שירי הלשכה מה היו עושים, והם לוקחים בהן יינות, שמטים וסלוטות, והשכר להקדש, רבי שמו, רבי עקיבא אומר, no way, אין מסתכלים בשל ההקדש, אין אף לא בשל עניים, בשל ההקדש ביתיים הלא, אין עניות במקום השירות, בשל עניים ביתיים הלא, תאמין בתרעה מלו עניה, ולקה למית ולאי, because it isn't liquid. So that means we are left with an awful lot of different funds we have to make sense of, right? We have the funds of Berek HaBayit. We have possibly Sha'ar, leftovers of Berek HaBayit. We have the Trumat HaLishka. We have the Shiarei HaLishka. We have the Motar HaTruma. We have the Machlokas as to whether we have Motar Perot, which was business, and we have everybody agreeing that we do have Motar Nesachim, which is market fluctuations. Each and every one of those funds is for different purposes. And we've got a four-way machlokas about how exactly to work out what goes for what precisely.